have something important I want to tell you as you're resting here with me. So close your eyes. No, really, please close them for me. And breathe in slow and deep. Feel the air fill your chest, the rise and fall of your ribs, and the quiet hum of life inside you. Let it all settle into warmth, like the glow of a gentle fire on your skin. This is a moment just for you, to be still and listen and to feel, to exist exactly as you are, in a body that I adore. A body that deserves adoration. I know the way you look at yourself when you think no one is watching. The way your hands hesitate before resting on your own body. I know the war that lives inside your head. The quiet battle between what you are and what you think you should be. Come closer to me and let me hold you so I can run my hands up and down your body. So you can feel the affection I have for you in this gentle energy transfer. My words are an incantation, enchanting you, so you can see yourself the way that I see you. I love you, every part, every curve, every shadow, every place that has made a home for your insecurity. Let me start. With your chest. I want to lay my head there and hear the steady drumbeat of your heart. The lull of it beating is a kind of peace that only you can offer me. Do you know that when we're apart, I rest my head on my pillow and pretend it's your chest cradling me? The rise and fall of your breathing is the safest place I've ever known. And your heartbeat is my favorite sound in the whole world, aside from the sound of your voice. The way it sinks into my skin, deep and certain and confident, a sound that pulls me from any sorrow. The way it curls around my name, the way it drops lower when you're tired, or rougher and more gravelly when you wake. Softer and gentler when you tell me things you can barely say out loud. I could listen to you read me stories and lists, nonsense, anything, because every word from your lips is a thread that binds me closer to you, and you are woven into everything. You are the dream of my soul. Your perfect mouth and the whispers you promise me. That you'll never let me go and always be by my side. The way those beautiful lips move when you speak to me. The way they shape every word, every laugh, and every sigh. The way they press against mine, sometimes gentle, sometimes hungry and desperate. The way they curve into a smile that makes my knees weak and takes my breath away. And your teeth, my love. Don't you dare hide them from me. I love the way they peek through when you laugh or smile, the way they press into your bottom lip when you're thinking, the way they graze my skin when your kisses turn hungry, the way they flash when you smile or laugh, or when you forget for just a moment that you were ever self-conscious about them at all. And then there is your taste. The way it lingers on my tongue after I have kissed you or tasted your juices. The way I crave it. The flavor of your cum. This beautiful thing that has come from inside you and your excitement. The way that I have made you feel something deep down inside you. And now I get to see it on your skin and feel it on my fingers and my cheeks and my lips. The way it changes, sometimes salty or sometimes warm like honey, sharp like longing, but always so intoxicating I think I could live off of it forever. I don't know if you realize how much I crave it, the taste of you, how much I crave you. It's in the salt of your skin after a long day, in the ghost of coffee on your breath, in the way that your mouth becomes something holy against mine. As you feel my hand tracing from your chest, ghosting over your skin to your belly, I know you might recoil, because I know it's something about yourself that you don't particularly like. And my love, I know the things you tell yourself about this part of you, the words you've whispered in the dark when you thought no one could hear. But I hear them, and I refuse them. Your belly is warmth. It is comfort. I love your belly. I want to give it tummy rubs and place my head on it, because it's where I lay my head when I want to be near you but not speak, and where my hands rest when I want to touch you but not take. It is you wrapped in skin and tenderness and life, and I want it, every inch of it, every soft curve, every stretch mark, every scar, every line. You worry about it too much and shy away when I touch you there, as if I could ever feel anything but hunger for you. I crave you, the way you feel beneath my fingertips, the way your body moves with mine, and how we fit together, and how every inch of you feels. And I'm sinking lower now to your thighs. God, your thighs. Do you know how often I think about them? Not just their strength or their shape, but the way they hold you upright, the way they cradle me when I need you close, the way they fit around me and against me, like the universe carved them just for this. To hold me, to keep me, to let me press my own body against yours until the space between us disappears. Do you understand that they are not something to hide? Have you ever really looked at them? Thick and strong, the foundation of a body that carries you through this world. You are not your body. It is the vessel that contains you, which is why I want to trace every part of you with my lips, like a worshiper at an altar. They are perfect. You are perfect. My love, it is not only your body that undoes me, because I do love your body, every part of it, but it's you that I love, the whole of you, your mind, your heart, the way you think and the way that you see the world, the way that you see me, the way you want to shield me from the dark, but let me into yours when you need the light, the way you laugh, sudden and real, the way your eyes soften when you look at me. Let me love you the way that you deserve to be loved. Let my hands rewrite the story of your body. Let my lips press new memories into your skin. Let my voice be the one that you hear when doubt creeps in. So hear this now and believe me when I say there is nothing about you that I do not want. Nothing I would change. Nothing I will ever see as anything less than perfect. And if in moments of doubt you cannot love yourself, then let me love you enough for the both of us, until you can see what I see, until you can feel what I feel, until you know beyond any doubt that you are and always will be everything I've ever wanted. You are my home. Let yourself feel what I already know to be true, that you are beautiful, and I love you.